Blog Talk Radio.
Is hosted by Miss Gail Walker, who is a mother, a wife, a career woman who started on the road to entrepreneurship in 2007 as a travel consultant to YTB Travel. Since that time, the company has branched out and expanded to now include retail, and as a broker with Zamzu earning matching commissions, she manages her full-time career as a registered nurse, along with running her Zamzu Travel and retail internet business on a part-time basis. Gail also shows churches and nonprofits how to fundraise using their own travel and retail internet center. And Gail Hay has added yet another role to her portfolio. That's right, she's a talk show host here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio and co-hosts this show, The New Yorker. The show focuses on popular New York restaurants, Broadway plays, concerts and sporting events, and hey, she also has a blog, and she gives away a free $25 gift certificate to a lucky listener to a featured restaurant of the week. Gail is the perfect example of how Zamzu is the right business for busy people. Hey, Gail, good evening. How you doing tonight?
Good evening, everyone. I am blessed and highly favored and really glad to be here.
How are you doing? I'm doing great. We had 80 degrees today. I mean, I know y'all might not got up that warm, but I'm pretty sure y'all temperature was probably a lot better than it has been lately, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think we got up to like 50 or so. It's like about 47 or so now, so which is pretty nice, but I'm very jealous with the 80 degrees. Very jealous.
So, what's on tap in New York? I know sporting-wise, they got some big things, that big thing that happened. And bring us up to speed on what's going on in the Big Apple.
What a big week we had. I mean, unless you've been living under a rock or in a cocoon, you would know that we got LaMelo. Carmelo Anthony is a Knick. And he won. He helped bring the team to a win earlier this week. I think it was Thursday. They're playing now. So far, the score is 52-51. They're keeping up with the Miami Heat, giving LeBron James, the one that turned his back on us, giving him a run for his money. So far, so good. They're in the third. Ooh, that's kind of low score for a third quarter. But, you know, my sons will keep me up to date.
All right, okay.
That. Yeah, so, and you know what happens, what is happening now, because of the acquisition of Carmelo Anthony, because of that acquisition, the attendance at Madison Square Garden has gone, I mean, through the roof. Tickets are, it's hard to get tickets now. And when you look at any of the games that's happening in Madison Square Garden, you see that the very last seat, all the way up in the nosebleed section, is full.
Mm.
I mean, so people, but you know what? If you stick with us, Zamzu, you can still get a ticket.
All right.
And we can show you how.
Okay.
That's one of the things that's happening there. In good old New York, and there's some other things as well.
Okay, yeah, that was an interesting trade, and you know, I remember the days when you know, one of my favorite people that was a Knick was Bernard King. You know. Happy to see Melo get there. You know, he grew up in East Baltimore. School he grew up at St. Francis Academy. Melo was one of the as a coach, I had a chance to meet the coach of his high school coach, and he said that Melo wasn't his best basketball player. He said, but Melo was about one of the few young men he had that would listen and was coachable. And again,
very,
you know,
important.
That means so much in so many different areas and walks of life, that you can have people who are not coachable. And that was what you know, Melo's high school coach said, that he had some better players than Melo. He said, but they weren't coachable and they wouldn't listen to him. So
yeah, I'm learning that myself. I'm learning that lesson myself. You know, even in business, you have to be part of a business. You can be excited and what have you, but if you are not coachable and ready to learn, you know, it's like not having that talent or anything at all. Very important to be coachable.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, so what else is going on in New York? You said something's going on for children?
Yeah, Thomas and Friends. Thomas and Friends is coming to the theater at Madison Square Garden. Now, anyone that has young children anywhere within the last 25 years, or so, knows who Thomas is. So Thomas the Little Train, and has the TV show and the books and the tapes. And no, they don't do tapes anymore. They do what, DVDs? Oh Lord,
DVD.
I'm dating myself. But well, we used to have a whole closet full of VCR tapes of Thomas Thomas and Friends. Well, Thomas and Friends is coming to the Madison Square Garden on March 5th and March 6th. So that is something for those of you not really into the sporting arena. You still can bring your young children, and they can come see that, and they can get the tickets on Tickets Now and get that 30% commission off of that. And for adults, well, if you're into music, Janet Jackson, she's coming March 18th, Friday, March 18th, and Saturday, March 19th. She's going to be at Radio City Music Hall. Now, I'm sure those tickets are pretty much all sold out. But if anybody wants a chance of getting it, heck, it's now I'll have them. So, and I know she puts on a good show. I mean, when she's finished, I don't know how she can walk when she's finished after a show. I mean, because she puts her 150% in.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, also we're finding out that I found that the USA Today did a little article, and I just read up on it. And did you know that New York was listed as one of the top 10 travel destinations in the country?
Mm.
New York, absolutely. And that was put out by USA Today. And in light of that, I was looking on our website, and, you know, we have a City Sights New York. It's called a hop-on, hop-off, double-decker bus tours that takes you all through New York, touring through New York. And, I mean, they stop at all the major major sites, and anybody coming to New York, you know, they want to see any of the musicals, any of the plays, Chicago, Phantom of the Opera, your favorite play, Spider-Man, which we'll be talking about a little bit later. All the points of interest. You know, we have, there's a, right here, right on Zamzu, you can book your tours right here on Zamzu, get your 30% off. You know, go to all, go see the Statue of Liberty, go, to the various restaurants, points of interest that they have. They even provide, I'm looking here, they give private tours, they give bus charters. Really, they have Brooklyn tours of Brooklyn, tours of the Bronx, tours of Empire State Building, tours of the Wax, Madame Toussaint, the Wax Museum. They even have multilingual tours.
Mm.
So this is really that's really good. And so if anybody's interested, if you don't have to be from New York, even though, you know, sometimes it's good for New York, it's good for us to take these tours, because we certainly have been to all the sightseeing places. We take it for granted because we live here. But, you know, any of my listeners, any of our listeners that are out there and they're planning on visiting New York, they can go on this tour and get a bird's eye view of what's going on, and get a discount when they do it.
All right.
So, yeah.
That's great. And as you were talking about those Janet Jackson tickets, I just pulled up the site for people that really want to still go.
Mm-hmm.
For the Friday night show, there's still 411 tickets left. For the Saturday night show, there's 400 tickets left. And for the Monday finale, there's 228 tickets left. So there are tickets left.
Yep.
For the Janet Jackson show. Okay, yeah, you was talking about those tours. So go ahead, you can finish picking up where you left off at.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it, you know. Anybody want to do some sightseeing of New York, one of the top 10 travel destinations in the United States that the USA Today put out. And, of course, I just have to do a plug for our company, because we are the 29th largest travel agency in the United States, is listed by Travel Weekly. So, you know, that's a really good thing. We specialize in travel, and we specialize in e-commerce.
Can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with that at all. So, yeah, so are you curious about your most favorite play?
Yeah, Spider-Man. What's happening with
Spider-Man? Because you're always asking about Spider-Man. Well, Spider-Man officially is out of preview, okay? And the opening night is now March 15th. And they were saying by the time it opens, this play will be the longest play ever to be in previews by the time it opens on March 15th. They will have more than 100 preview son. And that is surpassing the last play, which I forgot which one, which play that it was that they said did that. But I just found that very interesting. So, and as usual, it looks like the critics, they're panning it. They're giving it the negative, and, the reviews aren't all that great from what I've been reading. But the people love this play. So, we'll see what happens on March 15th, and we'll see, what the public continues to say about it.
Yeah,
it's the public opinion that matters, really.
I see that, they are, even though they say March 15th is the official opening, they mm-hmm. still have the play going on March the 1st and all
oh,
of these
yeah.
other dates. And they got, for March the 1st, there's 49 tickets left. People are buying the tickets up for the city at March the 1st, the 2nd. Got two shows on the 2nd, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., and then the 3rd and the 4th. But, the tickets are selling.
They are selling. They absolutely are selling. And we have them if anyone wants to go and see Spider-Man. We have the tickets. If the box office says they're all sold out, come see us at Zamzu. We definitely can help you out with that.
And we have Gail's blog posted in the chat room, and that's myzamzubiz.blogspot.com. And you can go there and you can contact her, and she'll tell you all the good news about how to get the tickets. And also, did anybody go there last week and claim that restaurant certificate that you have for them?
I haven't heard from anybody. I don't know. We're having so many listeners, but I don't know why you guys aren't going by to claim your free dinner certificate. Come on. I got them there ready to give out. So I'm ready to give it out to any lucky listener that just stops by the blog and claims it. $25. Listen, $25 can go a long way in a restaurant, especially a New York restaurant. We have some really great ones around, too. So definitely come by and claim your dinner certificate.
Now, the company Zamzu is doing its Heroes Tour, and I believe that y'all are slated to have somebody up in the Jersey area coming up soon with the Heroes Tour. Is that right?
Yeah, March 26th, I believe, is the date. And it's going to be in Newark. I don't have the exact location, and I'll have that for next week. But, yes, March 26th, the Heroes Tour. We'll have Scott Tomer and Coach Lloyd Tomer these are the founders of Zamzu, and they already have visited other cities, and I've heard that, the tour was tremendous. As a matter of fact, one of the young men on my team actually went to, I believe, the one that was in Atlanta, and he came back raving. He said he really enjoyed himself so much. He had to leave a little early, though, because, he had to leave to go to work, but he's looking forward to going back to some of the other meetings that they're having. He was in the Atlanta area, so I'm looking forward to March 26th going there.
Yeah, they're going to have Donald Bradley's going to be there, right?
Yeah. And, we have a weekly meeting every Thursday, and the next one will be March 3rd, and that will be at the Park Central Hotel. Anybody planning on going there, they can always I'm usually not able to make the weekday meetings because of my work schedule, but, when you sign in, just say you're a guest of Gail Walker, and people there know who I am, and you can get in for free and see firsthand what Zamzu was all about. And it's at the Park Central Hotel in the Gotham Suite, and any more information, contact me, and I'll give you the information myself. The address is 870 7th Avenue. And it starts, registration starts at 6:45. The presentation starts at 7 p.m. And brokers, you can go also. The training starts at 7:45. So
okay.
They've been getting some nice. My understanding, someone told me a little anecdote, and they said there's another competitor that has a meeting around the same time on that same day, and people were leaving the competitor's meeting coming in 2 hours, and they said that the competitor's meeting was a little on the boring side.
I hear you. Yeah, well, you know, their meetings that we have, they are very, very exciting. I mean, especially when they explain to people from the day one when you sign up, you qualify, if you do the work, you qualify for $1.3 million in bonus money if you do the work and make it happen within a 24-month time. So, I mean, hey, there's a tremendous amount of money that's put on the table for those people that want to go after it.
That's right. That's right. And also, I wanted to invite my listeners. I'm going to be at Host Hills Community College next Saturday, which is March 5th. And we'll be at Host Hills Community College, which is on Grand Concourse and 149th Street in the Bronx, near the 245 train. And you literally... You walk out the train station and literally take about 10 steps right into the school building. It's right, the station is right there. And I'm going to have a table there, and I'm going to be showcasing a lot of the Zamzu products. And this is called the Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. And this is their fourth annual event that they're having. And they're going to have a lot of local hip-hop artists there, and they're also going to be have a lot of community-based organizations will be there, and they'll be talking about health and music and just a lot of things. And like I said, I'm going to be there with the Zamzu table, and you're going to get to see some of the Gene Alexander bags and sample maybe some of the Shea Organic products that we have, and I'll be giving away some free gifts, so stop by. And that's on, and that's from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., by the way. So if you're in the New York area, in the Bronx, stop by and see me at Host Hills Community College on this coming Saturday. And that's what I got for today.
All right, that sounds very, very exciting. So make sure you send me a flyer on that, and I'll post it on the Home-Based Business 101 homepage, so the people that do go to the homepage that are following our shows will know where they can catch you next Saturday.
Okay, all right, yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right, and so what's the hot product for the week as we get ready to wrap up?
The hot product, oh my goodness, we have so many products. The hot product for the week. Let me see. I don't know. Which one should I pick from? Let's talk about what just came up. One of the new, it's not really a new product, but, you know, we have Crystal Memories. It used to be called Diamond Ice. But it's now called Crystal Memories. And it's now made exclusively, Crystal Memories is made exclusively by our company now. So if you sell any of that, you now get a higher commission, which I believe was 40%, which is pretty good. And Crystal Memories is where you get a photograph, and it's infused in, it's not quite crystal, but it looks like crystal. It's not like just plain glass, but the photo is actually part of it. And I got something like that for my my mother for Christmas, and she was just dazzled by it. Got a picture of her favorite, her deceased cat, which was her favorite pet. And, you know, when she took that out of the box, she was like, my cat! I mean, I was just so happy that she was happy when she said that. She just kept looking at the picture and looking at a picture. It is just so beautiful. You put it up against in front of the light, and you just see that light coming through the picture. Oh, it's beautiful. So that's one of the an upgrade from the previous product that we have now. And I know that'll be selling really, really well.
All right, yeah. So those photo memories that you have, people, you know, again, you know, these are products that, again, that you know, everyday products that people, you know, looking to save their memorabilia. And, you know, you can do all of this on you know, through the site, again. And, you know, this, the bottom line is that, you know, we give you the site for free for you to go shop and benefit and save and, you know, and at the same time get cash back and at 30% vendor commission through use of a free gift, a site. And for those that want to do a little bit more, then, you know, we have the broker opportunity. And, again, as we're winding down, if you go to Gail's blog, which is is posted in the chat room, MyZamZoo, that's MyZamZooBiz.blogspot.com. And, hey, Gail will give you the hookup. Hey, I want to thank people for tuning in tonight, and I want to thank the 30,808 listeners. I mean, wow, the numbers will just keep growing week by week. And,
beautiful.
You know, we're going to be talking more and more about supporting the Movements Unlimited Youth Business Mentoring Program. We're wrapping up for tonight, so we'll make sure we get that posted up on the Home-Based Business 101 page, a little bit more detailed information, so people can know how to support that. Any closing comments, Gail, as before we go ahead and put your things on to wrap it up for tonight?
Yeah, I do have a little comment. You know, I was sitting in my Weight Watcher meeting the other day. I'm back on Weight Watchers trying to get that weight off. And our leader, she made a comment that really, really rings true. And she says, anything that you're doing at all, if you kind of do it, you're going to kind of get results. But if you really do it, you're really going to get results. And it really made me think about business-wise. You know, a lot of people, they try home-based businesses, and they kind of do the business. You know, I'll give somebody a card, and I might tell somebody this, and then they get upset because, well, they didn't get the results they want. So if you want to do any kind of business or anything in your life, anything you plan, school or whatever, don't kind of do it, really do it, and you'll get success. And on that note, the Knicks are down by 1 point, but they're coming back up. So hopefully in another quarter we'll have some good news.
All right. Hey, it's been a pleasure, and as always, Gail, you know, hey, I enjoy it. Time goes fast, and, you know, hey, really enjoy it. You're keeping us up to date on what's going on up there in New York, and also some tidbits for people in Tampa. And now it's time to close out with your theme song. And so, hey, people, until next time, Bob Jahi and Gail Walker, thank you for tuning in to New York. God bless you, and have a wonderful and
good night.